Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Data Communication. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Networking Applications in the IT Networking for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore how data is transmitted over networks, the key protocols involved in data communication, and an overview of network architecture. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to explain the data transmission process and its importance in data science. Main content: how data is transmitted over networks. Data transmission is the process of sending and receiving data between devices over a network. This can happen through various mediums, including wired cables, fiber optics, or wireless signals. The data is broken down into smaller packets that are sent independently across the network. Each packet contains not only the data but also metadata, which includes information such as the destination address and sequence numbers, allowing for the packets to be reassembled correctly upon arrival. For example, when you send a message through an online platform, your message is divided into smaller packets. Each packet travels through the network, potentially taking different routes to reach the recipient. This method allows for efficient data transfer, as multiple packets can be sent simultaneously, optimizing network usage. Key protocols involved in data communication. Protocols are rules that dictate how data is transmitted over a network. They ensure that devices can communicate effectively, regardless of their make or model. Here are some key protocols involved in data communication. Transmission Control Protocol, TCP. TCP is responsible for ensuring reliable data transmission. It establishes a connection between the sender and receiver, ensuring that all packets are received in the correct order and without errors. If a packet is lost during transmission, TCP will resend it, which is crucial for applications that require data integrity. Internet Protocol, IP. Is responsible for addressing and routing packets across the network. Each device on a network has a unique IP address, which helps in directing the data to the correct destination. This address is akin to a postal address, ensuring that the information reaches the right endpoint. Hypertext Transfer Protocol, HTTP. HTTP is the protocol used for transmitting web pages over the internet. When you access a website, your browser uses HTTP to request data from a server, which then sends back the appropriate web page. Understanding HTTP is vital for data scientists, especially when dealing with web source data. File Transfer Protocol, FTP. FTP is used for transferring files between computers on a network. It allows users to upload and download files from a server, making it essential for web hosting and content management. For data scientists, familiarity with FTP can facilitate the smooth transfer of large datasets necessary for analysis. Understanding these protocols is crucial for data scientists, as they form the backbone of data communication and are essential for accessing and sharing information across the internet. Overview of network architecture. Network architecture refers to the design of a computer network. It includes the physical components, such as routers, switches, and cables, as well as the logical structure, which defines how data flows through the network. There are several types of network architectures: client-server architecture. In this model, clients, end-user devices, request resources from a central server. The server processes these requests and provides the necessary data. This architecture is commonly used in business applications where multiple users need access to the same resources, such as databases or application services. Peer-to-peer, P2P, architecture. In a P2P network, each device, or peer, can act as both a client and a server. This means that devices can share resources directly with each other without the need for a centralized server. P2P networks are often used for file sharing and collaborative projects, allowing for efficient resource utilization among users. Cloud-based architecture. This modern architecture allows data and applications to be hosted on remote servers accessed via the internet. Cloud computing provides scalability and flexibility, making it an attractive option for businesses looking to store and process large amounts of data without the need for on-premises resources. For data scientists, Cloud-based services can facilitate access to powerful computing resources and facilitate collaboration. Understanding these network architectures is vital for data scientists, as it influences how data is collected, stored, and analyzed, thereby impacting the overall data workflow. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored how data is transmitted over networks, the key protocols involved in data communication, and an overview of network architecture. Understanding these concepts is essential for data scientists, as effective data communication plays a significant role in accessing and analyzing data. By mastering these skills, you are better equipped to handle data in various applications and environments. Reflection questions: how does TCP ensure reliable data transmission, and why is this important for data analysis? What role does an IP address play in the data communication process? In what scenarios would you prefer using a peer-to-peer network over a client-server architecture for data sharing?